morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because this is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov. And, you know, the more we see what's happening with Brett Kavanaugh, the more we see what Feinstein is doing, what all of these horrible leftists are doing, the less it's possible to have any confidence in the, I was going to say the judicial system, but I'll go even wider and broader than that. And I will say without any hesitation whatsoever, it's the entire government. How can you have any confidence in a government that's willing to overthrow all of its own rights, all of its own freedoms, all of its own constitution for no other reason than to hold power, than to block the nomination of an incredibly decent human being from a seat at the Supreme Court who wants to and has an uncheckered history of advocating on behalf of the U.S. Constitution as it was written, as it was meant to be. When I hear about, well, all these people who say, well, he raped, or it was attempted rape, or it was attempted murder, and then you get all these jerks who say, well, we believe her. Well, why would they believe her? It's her story against his, and he says he wasn't there. No one can place him there. He says he's never been there. He's never been at a party like this. And, you know, her best friend, this Ford, her best friend says, well, I've never met him. I've never seen him. I've never been at a party like this wherever he's been. And it just goes on and on and on. And then you get some of the senators, like this one from Hawaii, who turns around and says, you know, men should just shut up and step up. But what the hell does that mean? Shut up and step up. So it's obvious to me that there's a dual war going on, and it's coming from the left. Both of these wars are coming from the left. One of the wars is against the U.S. Constitution as it was written and meant to be, and the other war is against men. What the hell is wrong with these people? Why would they want to take something as serious as female abuse or abuse against women and use it as a cudgel to hammer innocent men? I mean, if Me Too is going to morph into this kind of a tactic, then they're no better than Black Lives Matter. They're no better than Antifa. They're no better than Occupy, you know, remember them. They're no better than any of these horrific organizations who are using intimidation. A lot of them are using physical violence to basically get their political points across. And yet they say, well, they're the good guys. Well, they're not the good guys. They are really, honest to goodness, bad guys, and they're destroying the very essence of the freest country in the world. And when you take a look at what President Trump has done for America in less than 2 years, it's stunning. It's astounding that there could be anyone in America who isn't cheering and praising this guy, you know, to the rafters. He's done an incredible job. And instead of supporting him and helping him to continue the job and to complete the job and make America even better than it's already become, they're doing everything they can to destroy everything that he's been able to achieve, which has been to a tremendous benefit, not just to the United States of America and the American people, but to the entire world. Even today, you take a look at all these trade deals that are coming to fruition, the deals with South Korea, and inevitably, I believe, there's going to be a deal between North Korea, South Korea, the United States, and the rest of the world, and we'll be able to breathe easier. Anyways, I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. And thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for passing on my editorials and telling other people to log into and to listen as well. You have a great, great day.